Okay, the Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet and Daf in Kiddushin discusses other means by which an Eved Kanani would go free, namely, if he has organs that are significantly injured by the master in some way. So the classic examples are Shein and Ayin, as we know from the Pesukim, that if an Eved Kanani's Shein or Ayin are knocked out, so then he goes free. The question is, what about Rashi Eivarim? So the Braisa says that an Eved Kanani goes free upon the injury of his Shein, Ein, or Rashi Eivarim, Shein and Chozrim, that would not be restored. So the Gemara says, okay, we know what the Makar for Shein and Ein are. We know that the Makar for that is the Psukim. They're explicit in the Psukim. The question is, what about Rashi Eivarim? How do you know that Rashi Eivarim set an Eved free if the Rashi Eivarim are severely injured? So the Gemara says, actually, Rashi Yivarim, we learn out from Chain and Ayin. Chain and Ayin serve as like a paradigm for the other Rashi Yivarim. So we know that the same way that Chain and Ayin are Mumin Shabagolai and Ayin Chosrin, these are Mumin that are out in the open and they're not going to be restored when they're injured. So too, any other Mumin, namely the Rashi Yivarim that are Begoloi, that are out in the open and wouldn't be restored upon their injury. So those would be the kinds of things that would set an Eved free. Now, what we know, as we're going to see later on, that the Rashi Yivarim that we're talking about, there are 24 Rashi Yivarim that are delineated in the Mishnayos in the Gun, in the sixth parak, and we're going to talk about them a little bit later. So now the Gemara goes on to say, there are going to be three parts. The Gemara is first going to say, the Gemara is then going to go on to suggest that the Makar for Rashi Yivarim is based on a Klal upon a Klal, and ultimately the Gemara is going to say that really, Makar is based on a riba miyut riba. So Mar first says over here that we know that the psukim spell out shein and ayin, and if that's the case, aren't they shneis haksuvim banke echad? The problem is that if shein and ayin are sheik suvim banke echad, then you cannot learn out anything else from shein and ayin. So how could they serve as a paradigm to teach us that the 24 reshei varim, when injured, would set an eved kanani free? So Mar says shneik suvim banke echad is an idea where the two things mentioned in the Pesukim are identical, and the thing that we learn out would be identical for each of them. But Shein and Ayin are not Shnei Ksuvim Banke Echad, because the lima that we would make from Shein and the lima that we make for Ayin, when the Pesuk mentions them, are not identical. How are they not identical? Because if the Pesuk had written only Shein without writing Ayin, then I would say, oh, so the Shein sets an Eved free, and that's even a Shein that's a child's tooth. And so if the Eved is a katan, so then he would go free even if one of his baby teeth are knocked out, even though that baby tooth is ultimately going to be replaced with an adult tooth. So that's what we learn out from Shein. But Ayin, on the other hand, if the Pasuk were written only Ayin, I would say, oh, so the eye, which is something that he's born with, sets him free if the eye's knocked out. And so that's how Shein teaches you one limud, and Ayin teaches you a different limud. And so they are not Shnei Ksuvim Banke Echad, and if they're not Shnei Ksuvim Banke Echad, they can serve as a paradigm for the Rashei Eivarim. So the Gemara says, in fact, what seems to be going on over here, the Gemara seems to prove, that it has to be that we're dealing with a klal prata klal. If you read the pasuk, it says, V'chiyake ish es ein avdo, oh, es ein amitso, v'shichatzel lachavshi yishachem. So the Gemara understands when the pasuk says, V'chiyake ish, that's the klal. The pasuk then spells out a prat, namely the ayin. And then the pasuk goes back and says, lachavshi yishachenu, following with another klal. And so we have a klal prata klal, and we know that the halacha is, for klal prat to klal, that iat dan elaka in a prat, and so the same way that the prat, the tooth, is the eye, is something that is imum shabagaloi, it's out in the open, it's apparent, and it's not something that can be restored when knocked out, so too any other mum that's galoi, that's out in the open, that's apparent, and is that won't be restored, those are the kinds of mumen that would set an evid free. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why is it that that's your underlying feature for the eye and the tooth? Maybe the same way that the prat that's explicit in the pasuk is something that when knocked out, it's not only that it's not going to be restored, but also it loses functionality, right? It can never, that its batel and melachto. So too, the kind of mumin that we're dealing with has to be something that's galui, that's not going to be restored, and it's going to lose its functionality. So the Gemara says, okay, well, so what's the problem? The problem is that there's a brisa. The brisa says, let's say the master pulls out his Eved Kanani's beard, and that displaces the bone underneath somehow. Now this bone doesn't actually have any particular function that now that it's displaced it loses, but even so, the brisa tells us that the Eved would go free, even though there's no function that's actually lost over here. So the Gemara says, well, actually, no. I'll tell you why we don't learn off the Pesukim. Really, it's not really a klal apart to klal in Pesukim. It's really a riboy mi riboy. So the rule is that since l'chavshi yishalchenu, the following subsequent klal, serves is not really a klal, it's a riboy. And so the halacha is that the methodology follows that a riboy includes everything. It's more expansive. And so if that's the case, that would include, that would allow an eved to be freed even when the mum suffered is not one that involves losing functionality. So the Gemara says, okay, well, if that's the case, that you have a riboy now that tells you that it's more expansive and that it'll include many more things to allow the Eved to go free, then what about a situation where the limb of the Eved would be restored? In other words, let's say the master injures his Eved's hand and the medicine is that the medicine allows the Eved to be cured, or whatever it is, that the Eved's hand will ultimately be restored. So shouldn't that also allow an Eved to go free? But the problem is that there's a brisa that says otherwise. The brisa says that an eved would not go free when he suffers an injury to his hand that will ultimately be totally cured, and then his hand will be totally restored the way that it was before. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. That's because we have shein and ayin in the pasuk, and since we have shein and ayin, that limits this expansive riboy that we started off with, and so we cannot just include everything. Okay, so just to summarize again, the Gemara started off with a brisa that tells us that an Eved goes free upon the injury of his Shein, Ein, or Rasha Yivarim, Shein, and Chozrin. The Gemara says we know the Makar for Shein and Ein, but what about Rasha Yivarim? The Gemara says Shein and Ein serve as like a paradigm. So the Gemara says, well, why aren't Shein and Ein Shnei Ksumim Ba'am Ka'echad? So the Gemara explains why they are not Shnei Ksumim Ba'am Ka'echad. The Limudim that we would learn out from Shein and the Limud that we would learn out from Ein are two totally different Limudim. And that's why they're not Shnei Ksumim Ba'am Ka'echad. So the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara shows how the Psukim indicate that there is a Klal Prat to Klal, and that's how Shein and Ein serve as a paradigm. Gemara says, well, why don't you say that the Prat teaches us not only that it's Mum Shabogaloi and Ein Chozer, but also that it has to be the kind of limb that's Batum and Malachto? Gemara says, no, because really it's not really a klal apart a klal in the Pasuk. It's really Reba Miat Reba. So the Reba includes more things than you would imagine. So Gemara says, okay, so why don't you include also a case where an Eved's hand is injured, and ultimately the injury is totally cured, and his hand is restored to the way that it used to be. So maybe that should also set him free. I said, no, because the Maaseh of the Pasuk spells out Shein and Ein limit that Reboy to these specific cases.